It is your favorite Namaste and Ashe girl, Mandy B. And many blessings to all of you guys. I am so excited because I am celebrating my third year on the airwaves and changing lives. And I'm over here moving papers because I'm just so excited for today's topic. And I could not wait to get to just sit down and pay attention to all of you and get back into my... what I do, right? But before we get into today's topic and today's subject, please be sure to like, share, subscribe. It is a very big help. How I do is always off of you guys, the love and strength and support of off of everybody that supports me. It has been phenomenal. It is a very big reason why I keep doing what I do, and I cannot express my gratitude for every and anyone that has crossed my path and I've helped or helped me and vice versa. God bless you, and may the universe grant you a wish that you deeply deserve. With that being said, please head over to all my social medias. Guys, you can find me on TikTok and IG as Ugly Pretty Chick Mandy B, or you could go to Facebook and find me there as Mandy B, or you could even head over to YouTube because I have a YouTube now. It is called the UPC Tube with Mandy B, and there you can find live episodes of me on other podcasts and other projects I'm working on, and you could see some live episodes of Talk Back. And why not catch up? And if you haven't caught up already for the past 3 years, please head over to Anchor, head over to Spotify, head over to iTunes, and please play back all of the episodes previous that I have done. And I hope you enjoy every single one. So, with that being said, it's time for a new topic, right? So, what are we bringing in today? So, I'm reading this book, right? It's called A New Earth. I'm also studying the political and the philosophy side of Aristotle. If you haven't heard of him, he is a phenomenal Greek philosopher and scientist, and I highly recommend any of these books to you guys out there if you love to read. I actually started a book club, but we do have a vibe check, so if you're interested in book club and you want to have a bigger understanding and perspective on things and just some healing, or if you just want to come in to listen, please feel free to DM me, guys, for the link. We do also have Discord, where we all are in a group chat, and we are just a big family, and it's called the Lunar Family Book Club. I hope you guys are interested. The book actually we're gonna be talking about, we actually start this Sunday, April 16th at 12 o'clock Eastern time. It is a Zoom affair. We are reading A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purposes, and this book was written by Eckhart Tolle, and this book is just a phenomenal book. Like, the first, even the introduction will open your mind. Even for a person who's done yoga or Reiki, or even a person like me who's stuck between being an omniscient and a spiritualist, it gives you a broader understanding than anything in life could ever give you, even religion. And I know that's hard to hear because, you know, people are like, oh my God, religion, she's talking about it again. If it helps in any kind of way, I am a certified minister. Yes, that's Minister Mandy B. Round of applause. Yes. September 29th, I was ordained Minister Mandy B, and I am proud of that. So when I do talk about politics or when I talk about religion, I come from a good place with a greater aim for understanding and purpose. And that is why I wanted to do this episode today, because I wanted to very much bring awareness to the new earth that we are encountering and the new consciousness that we are experiencing. And it is hard on a lot of people who aren't woke, as they say, right? It does say awakening to your life's purpose. So what is that, your purpose? I know I've talked about that many times on many different occasions, but right now it's just me and you. me in your ears, me in your speakers, and I'm talking to you directly. It's me and you. What do you believe is your purpose? And are you doing the things to take further steps to fulfill that purpose and make it grander? Even if that's a word. I'm pretty sure it's not. But hey, whatever. I'm Mandy B. I wanted to read just a little snippet so that you guys could get a feel of what I'm about to get into on this episode of Talk Back. So, Earth, right? 114 million years ago, one morning just after sunrise, the first flower ever to appear on the planet opens up to receive the rays of the sun. Prior to this momentous event that heralds an evolutionary transformation in the life of plants, the planet had already been covered in vegetation for millions of years. So the Earth was already woke before we was, honey. Okay? The first flower probably did not survive for long, and flowers must have remained rare and isolated phenomena, since conditions were most likely not yet favorable for a whispered or widespread flowering to occur. One day, however, a critical threshold was reached, and suddenly there would have been an explosion of color and scent all over the planet. If perceiving a consciousness had been there to witness it, what would that have looked like? So think about 114 million years ago. I know that's probably like for some people, like, why do I even want to? But try it. Think back all that time. It definitely wasn't how it is now. And witnessing the first periods of life, the first periods of transformation of a flower, as simple things as even the sun rays, how must like that have felt, even the air quality, you know. Much later, those delicate and fragrant beings we call flowers would come to play an essential part in the evolution of consciousness of another species. Humans would increasingly be drawn to and fascinated by them. As the consciousness of human beings developed, flowers were most likely the first thing they could come to value that had no purpose for them. That is to say, what is not linked in some way to survival. They provide an inspiration to countless artists, poets, and mystics. Jesus tells us to contemplate the flowers and learn from them and how to live. The Buddha, remember I told you I'm stuck between an ominous and a spiritualist, and this is very much why, and I'll explain in a minute. The Buddha is said to have given a silent sermon, once during which he held up a flower and gazed at it. Can you guess what kind of flower that was? A lotus. He said to have been the only one who had understood the sermon. According to legend, that smile, that is to say, was handed down by 28 successive masters and much later became the origin of Zen. Seeing beauty in a flower could awaken humans, however briefly, to the beauty that is essential part of their own innermost being, their true nature. The first recognition of beauty was one of the most significant events in the evolution of human consciousness. The feelings of joy and love are connected to the recognition. Without our fully realizing it, flowers would become for us an expression and form of which is most high, most sacred, and ultimately formless within ourselves. Flowers more fleeting, more ethereal, and more delicate then the plants out of which they emerge would become like messengers from another realm, like a bridge between the worlds of physical forms and formless. They not only had a scent that was delicate and pleasing to humans, but also brought a fragrance from the realm of spirit, using the word enlightenment. So, That was deep, right? Let's take a second. Let's breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out slowly. Let's think about what I just said. If you have to play this back, play this back. A flower. How simple a flower is. How much we take granted a flower. We take a lot of things for granted. We miss the messages. We miss the beauties. We miss the moments because we're so stagnant in surviving. We're so stagnant in worrying how we're gonna move forward or how we're gonna let go of this situation or how we're gonna change this or how we're gonna get up tomorrow or how we're gonna finish the evening or how we're gonna get through the day. It's exhausting. That's very much what an overthinker goes through in just probably like 5 minutes. But the message of this is saying the beauty of it comes when you're quiet. And that doesn't even necessarily mean you're like talking and speaking. It means just listening to yourself, quieting the world, quieting expectations, excuse me, quieting just negativity and always sucking in everything that does not belong to you. Have you ever woken up, right? And just felt heavy for some reason or just felt sad for some reason? You know, because when we wake up happy and joyful, we don't question it. We take it. We take it and run with it and we're just like, yay, we're going to make the most of the day, right? But what happens when most of us, and I know it's most of us, can't see that beauty? Don't have that spark, can't smell that scent to move forward. Because what they always say, stop and smell the roses, right? But if you don't remember that, or you don't practice it, or you don't keep it close to you to be something sentimental, because that's where we remember things. Things that matter to us, we remember them. We make time for them. Try to implement meditation into your day-to-day basis. I know this is hard. Trust me, I'm a mom of 7 children. So it is hard. But that 5 minutes, that 10 minutes, that 1 minute, that even that moment of gratitude where you just look up at the sky or just look up, period, close your eyes and just say, thank you. Thank you for the good. Thank you for the bad. Thank you for the ups. Thank you for the downs. Thank you for teaching me and taking time to go over lessons that I may have missed your message. Universe, Lord, your higher being, your higher self. Your higher self has a lot of conversations with you. You're not crazy. You're not hearing voices that, you know, people go, oh, you're crazy. You need to be put in a psych ward. No, that's just me or you being woke. It's very much normal and it's very much okay. It's very much hard to accept who you really are because we are programmed to go by how everybody else accepts us. And though the opinions of other people matter, sometimes, to a certain degree, our opinion about ourselves matter more. Okay? What's expected is endings. Endings are expected in anything and everything we do. And this is said to us in any kind of Bible, excuse me, I can't even talk today. Do you see this? Spirit is like, girl, you preaching. You is preaching today, honey. So, before I continue this, let's take a short break. And we're back with your girl, Mandy B, and we're here with that talk back, and we are talking today about a new book that I have been so, so fascinated and crazy with. It's called The New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And if you haven't already purchased it, guys, you can head over to my TikTok or my IG and the link in my bio. And you can purchase it for yourself, okay? Or you can head over to the Ugly Pretty Chick shop. I have it for sale as well. And it's a pretty fascinating book, and it's just been changing my whole spirit, my mind, my soul, and just bringing me closer to the answers that I so deserve and I need, and I think the world deserves and needs too. And you know, in ethics class, it was crazy because we were ethics, right? What is that? Ethics is the characteristic of a human being and how they aim towards the greater good, right? Like choice between bad and good, evil and, you know, like it taught me that endings are expected on each end of the spectrum. It could either go really good or it could go really bad, right? But it's your choices. It's you. You are your own power tool. And it's crazy because I used to hear people say that all the time, and I used to be like, what the heck does that mean? Like, why do people keep saying that? And it's like so repetitive, like I don't even want to hear it. But when you are a person that has gone through a lot of traumatic things in your life, and you have gone through things that have traumatized you or just altered your perspective on something, shifting it from being a great thing or a good thing to, you know, an uncomfortable thing or a bad thing, that can impact your life tremendously. It can impact you mentally, it can impact you emotionally, it can impact you physically, and in many other ways too. You know, it can impact your relationships and so on and so forth. And I know I work with a lot of people, and you know, I hear many stories every single day. And sometimes I can resonate, sometimes I can't. But the one common thing that seems to get me all the time is just the compassion for that person, that they've been through something that has altered them to not trust or to not love properly or to just not show up for themselves. Because that's a very important thing, showing up for yourself. You know, and this book talks a lot about that. Ethics talks a lot about that. Your character is everything. It doesn't matter where you come from. Point blank, period. Okay? I'm going to repeat it again. It does not matter where you came from. It does not matter your background or your genre. It matters if you want to be the change and be a good person. Just because I say good person, that also doesn't mean that you're perfect in any way, shape, or form. Because there's no such thing. Because you know what? Even God sometimes, he gets upset too, because he's like, oh my God, I didn't create this for that. Like, why? You know? But even though he questions why, and he's the creator, he still shows strength by saying, we could change this. It's possible. Just how much do I want it? How much do you want it? You know? The universe cannot grant you things that you don't allow room for. What do I mean by that? I mean by going in. I mean doing your shadow work. Your shadow work, what does that mean? That means your dark side. That means everything that has traumatized you, everything that has hurt you, every person that has stabbed you in the back, even times you stabbed yourself in the back, even your childhood stuff, you know, your PTSD, your CPTSD. If you don't know what CPTSD is, that is when you're a child and you experience post-traumatic stress syndrome. It can happen at any age and any stage of your life. And I say this all the time. I wish I did have a me moving forward in my life. I did, actually. But she was called back home by the age of 36 and I was 19. You know, that person showed me understanding. That person showed me great amount of love in life. And when I didn't have that anymore, I was lost for a long time. I was lost. I'm going to be 33 this year. I was lost till probably 30, maybe 31. I didn't have any guidance. I didn't have any faith. I didn't have any confidence. I didn't have any... I had strengths, but I didn't believe in them. And just as bad as I felt is as bad as I was starting to look. And, you know, everyone saw me as this beautiful, beautiful person. Like, the book says, a beautiful flower. You smell good, you look good, you fit the part, right? But inside, when you go home and no one's around you, you're hurting. You're by yourself. You're not eating. You're not taking care of yourself properly. You're doing all the things you know you shouldn't be doing. You're saying all the things you shouldn't be saying. Be careful with your mouth, what comes out of it. I know you've heard of a witch, right? A witch casting spells and stuff like that. Well, what is in those spells, right? Words. So your words are very much spells. You can cast a spell, whether good or bad, on yourself, to other people. Energy exchange. Check yourself. Learn to check yourself. It's hard. It's hard to look yourself in the mirror and have a real conversation with yourself. And like an honest one. And I was just saying this past Easter that I was letting go for real this time. And that meant something, because a lot of people a lot of times say, "Ah, oh, let that go." Or, "Oh, I'm going to let that go soon." Or, "I'm going to work on that." Nah. Let it go for real this time. And if you need help with any kind of mental health awareness or domestic violence, or you need somebody to just talk to, somebody to just listen to you, or for you to just have listen to positive word or some Reiki healing or sound baths, please feel free to DM me. I have a long list of sponsors and people who will just be happy to show up and show out. Real healers. In real time, and I promise you, that wasn't even an ad. But as we close out this episode, guys, I kind of wanted to just give you some positive word real quick with some positive affirmations, and wanted you to kind of repeat after me if you have to pause to repeat it, or if you want to rewind and keep playing the same one over and over, you can go ahead. I've done it too. Guilty. All right, so here we go. Spirit, please, for my collective family out there, please give me the best advice you would love for me to give them at this time. They need uplifting. They need guidance. They need somebody to pick their spirit up, because it's heavy. And you know what? You taught us everything is good by ourselves, but it's even better when we have a team. So please, give me the guidance. I'm getting stronger every day. Something I can achieve today is, I deserve time to recharge. My intention for today is, seek to be whole, not perfect. I am proud of, I will not look back, only forward. Something I can do today that relaxes me. I am worthy of happiness and love, even if I don't believe so. Something I can achieve today is, and one more, I have so much to offer the world. I am proud of, and oh, one's flying out of here. Everything I am looking for, I can find within myself. My intention for myself is, and remember, guys, as always, remember to put love back into your heart, love back into your speech, and love back into your mind. And you can watch your feelings and your blessings change for the greater good. It's your girl, Mandy DB. I'll talk back with y'all later. Ashe.